The transition into college life is rarely an easy one, and for many students who are away from home for the first time, life outside the classroom can pose challenges of its own. A pilot program at UH Manoa aims to ease that transition by drawing on a cherished Hawaii tradition. The Hanai Family Project pairs students coming to the university from the U.S. mainland or off-island with volunteer faculty or staff members. More than 80 students took part this year, and UH is looking to expand the program. Deborah Halpert, Associate Vice Chancellor for Academic Affairs at UH Manoa, told us how it came about.
Last year, we were going through our strategic planning process, and one of the faculty at one of the open meetings that we had suggested a program like this, and it had been something that we talked about in the meetings as well. And the concept of Hanai, of course, is very much part of, I think, the ethic of Hawaii. And so we used that as the foundation for the program that we built.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Well, what does it seek to address, I guess, would be the question.
So what we were trying to do was create informal connections for students. And our first pilot, this isn't a pilot phase, I should say. Our first pilot group were students that came from off-island. So either they were coming from one of the other islands in Hawaii or they were coming from the U.S. mainland. And so the goal was to provide them with a connection here. Oftentimes they feel disconnected. They're far from home, possibly for the first time. And so we really wanted to provide a way for them to connect with someone that wasn't an institutional official.
Mm-hmm. How do you go about finding families?
So what we did, again, in the pilot year is we sent out an invitation to all the faculty and staff at the university, and we were just asking for volunteers, and we got about 90 of those, which was a really nice group for our first pilot. And then we also sent out to all of the accepted students that were from off-island an invitation to join the program. So purely voluntary at this point, and then we tried to match them fairly loosely across lines of interest. So we weren't trying to put them into their major category. We were really looking more at activities that they like to do or things they like to read, those kinds of things.
So there's some sort of, there are some matchup parameters.
We tried. And again, we'll work based on the feedback we get this year to see how we should do it in the future.
How's the feedback coming so far?
So far, I think it's been pretty positive. I think the big struggle is that everyone's so busy, it's been a challenge for some folks to meet up with their students or vice versa. So we try to encourage everyone to meet about once a month throughout the academic year. And again, just meet for coffee or perhaps invite your student to go to an event. I have a student, I take him rock climbing because that's something I like to do and it's something he likes to do. Mm-hmm. So we've been able to meet up to do that.
So does it have to be a family, a couple with kids, or
we,
a single person?
We opened it up to whoever was interested in volunteering. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't have to be a family. But what we've seen is that whoever is the volunteer from the university has incorporated their family into the event.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes roommates get involved, too. So, or friends of your Hanai student.
Well, that's one of the things in those early years in college. It's quite a, you know, it's quite a switch from your previous life, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. And that's one of the things we wanted to try to address is provide a little bit of a buffer zone for that big switch.
What kind of feedback had you been getting from students that sort of moved you toward this idea?
Well, a lot of our concern is that students, especially in that first year, feel lonely, they feel homesick, and oftentimes that means they don't want to stay at the University of Hawaii at Manoa. Instead, they want to return to be closer to home. And so we were really trying to address those issues of disconnection and loneliness. And as we go forward, I think we would like to expand this program out, assuming we can get sufficient volunteers, to students from Hawaii and Oahu specifically as well, and really look at students that may be experiencing college and not have backgrounds in their family of college attendance. So they'll need maybe a little bit more help making that transition.
Do students from neighbor islands feel that kind of disconnect?
I think so. Again, our surveys don't necessarily always distinguish where somebody's from when we ask those questions, mm-hmm. but we definitely have students who decide not to return that are from the outer islands.
I'm just wondering, by comparison with students mm-hmm. on the mainland, what kind of feedback you would get.
Mm-hmm. In this program, I don't know yet because we haven't asked our final questions. We'll do that towards the end of this semester. But overall, I think one of the things that we see from our student population, especially in the first year, is a feeling of disconnection from the university as a reason for their not returning, mm-hmm. along with financial concerns and a variety of other issues as well.
Because you do survey reasons for not returning.
We do. In fact, we just completed what's called a leaver study to try to find out why students didn't return.
Yeah.
Really, one of the more important reasons is financial. Which isn't really what our program can address. So we're truly trying to make this a more hospitable environment for our first-year students through this program.
What will it take, what would it take to expand the program?
Well, yesterday I had a meeting with our alumni liaisons, and they are going to be asking some of our alumni if they would like to volunteer to be Tehanai students. And mm-hmm. so really, to expand the program, we would need more volunteers to help support students. And ideally, what we would do next at the student level is, instead of asking for student volunteers, to really give students their Hanai contact upon admission, but that's maybe a couple years in the future.
You mean have students actually be students, or maybe a couple of years ahead, be the ones to sort of guide your transition into college life?
Yeah, we've got a couple. We could use students. Obviously, if faculty and staff want to be involved, we would love for that to happen. And then the alumni who may have just graduated or a few years out, mm-hmm. that can still give them insights into what college is like. We'd like to use that population as well. But more to the point, one of the things we did learn this year is that the students who volunteered for our program were oftentimes perhaps not the ones that we would most need a program like this. So, for example, they were already the ones that were joining everything and excited about coming to the university,
yeah.
and were able to make that transition. Whereas some of the students who didn't join the program, because again, it was voluntary, maybe the ones we really wanted to get at. So
sure.
for our next few pilots, we need to figure out how we get at that population of
Not
students.
Not everybody is a joiner
Not
by nature.
Exactly. Yeah.
And the ones who aren't are the ones who probably could benefit the most.
Right. But are also the more resilient ones that are probably going to figure out how to adapt and survive in Hawaii on their own anyway.
Yeah.
And so it's really getting to the ones that are feeling a little more homesick, that are maybe shyer, and aren't likely to affirmatively go out and join something. So those are some of the challenges we have going forward with our program.
You know, one would think, and I would guess that a lot of students are surprised, because they, you know, the whole idea of going to college, particularly for mainland students, college in Hawaii, visions of paradise. And I wonder if they express some surprise at finding out that there are just as many challenges as going to any other university.
I think they do. I've learned a lot from this program, from getting to talk with my Hanai student, because he lives in the dorms, and so I'm getting a lot of firsthand knowledge about what the dorms are like these days, from as opposed to my own experience 30 years ago. And so it's been really interesting to see how he's addressed the issues that are part of dorm life. And again, my student has been very excited about being here, has joined everything, he's doing fine.
Deborah Halpert is the Associate Vice Chancellor for Academic Affairs at UH Manoa and the coordinator of the Hanai Family Project.